It's time for the Pearl River Community College Wildcat Radio Show. Talking all things PRCC. From academics to athletics, workforce education, and more. Exclusively on Supertalk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Chuck Abadie.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Radio Show on Supertalk in Hattiesburg on this dreary-looking Tuesday morning. But classes do go on and school does go on as we near the end of the spring semester and already making plans for next school year as well. My guess this morning, we're going to hit a part of the college that we really don't give as much publicity to as we probably should, and that is workforce education. And our guest this morning is Michael Yarbrough. He's Assistant Dean of Workforce and Economic Development at Pearl River Community College. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks so much. Glad to be back.
Well, I tell you what, Michael, it's a part of the school that is very important, as you and I know, and most of the things that take place there are at the Woodall Center. And it's amazing, Michael, the difference between the Woodall Center and the Forest County Center. We both run into folks that get confused about which place to go to, right?
That's right. We give directions quite a bit and try to help each other out and make sure everybody's getting it to the right place. But, yeah, the Woodall Center is just down the road from the Forest County multipurpose building, right down the street there on Sullivan Drive, and lots of things happening there at the Woodall Center.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let you get right into some of those things that we're doing there, workforce education classes at the Woodall Center. I'm going to tell you to just go ahead and start where you want.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. It's a great time of the year. Anytime's good, but spring is especially important because we're looking at summer class offerings, and we've already got our fall classes available for enrollment. And it's a great time to be thinking about what your opportunities are with Pearl River. And we've got classes, Chuck, at the Woodall Center and all the way down to Hancock County.
And most of those classes, Michael, they could be people that are looking for a second career, maybe, or sometimes there are classes that will help people to do their job a little better, right?
That's right, Chuck. We work with businesses, help them on the pre-hire, trying to get the right employee to the right job. We work with businesses, helping them get current employees ready for advancement with additional skill training. And the classes we're going to talk about today are just what we call our open to the public classes. These classes are a little bit of everything for everybody. And like I said, we've got them at all our locations, and now's a great time to enroll.
Well, go ahead and start with some of them.
Okay. So we'll start with our Hattiesburg classes, which are all at the Woodall Center. Hattiesburg's a big healthcare city, and we've got a lot of classes here that are interesting to people trying to get into the healthcare field. We'll start with CNA. CNA is an entry-level position, but it is very important to our nursing homes and even our hospitals. Everybody's looking for CNAs, and it is a great way to get into the healthcare profession. We have our CNA class there, Chuck, at the Woodall Center, day and night class offerings. The day is every month. It's a three-week class. And then we have our night class that, of course, doesn't meet as often, so it covers the whole semester. But both of those classes are open and available just about any time of the year.
And we have graduations every month from the CNA
class, right?
That's right.
That's right. We take about 12 people a cycle. And like I said, our day class is three straight weeks. So in just a short amount of time, you can get some great education, a great start. Bedford Care is one of our partners. They do their clinical work there at Bedford and just get the real hands-on experience of what it would be like going into the healthcare field as a nursing assistant.
Okay, go ahead with some more. What's another?
Okay, and just to mention again, we offer CNA also in Poplarville and Hancock County. We'll
right.
come back
okay.
to those. Another one that's very important is our medical assistant program. That is a semester-long program, about 500 hours. That comes with four certifications. So if a student enrolls in that medical assistant program, it's a hybrid, so it meets twice a week there at the Woodall Center. They could complete four certifications in a semester, which is, you know, just over 4 months there. Medical assistant, EKG, phlebotomy, and CPR. And for tuition, there's about $2,000. Probably our best deal, if you're just looking for a good bargain, for what you get in the amount of time and walk right out with a great job, a great opportunity. Hattiesburg Clinic is one of our partners. They are constantly sending recruiters over and trying to talk to our students and are hiring a lot of them. So can't guarantee a position for everybody, but just about going to be able to work right here in Hattiesburg. And then, of course, the coast is really growing and looking for medical assistance as well.
Well, I tell you what, that's a big thing. That's our big selling point. What you just talked about is when we graduate a class, and I'm usually there to take pictures and do stories on them, I will always ask a lot of those students, do you have a job? And they've already, some of them are already on the job.
Some of them are already working. A lot of them get job offers during the clinical portion of the class. Those last 3 weeks, Chuck, they are assigned to a clinic, and they're working regular clinic hours for those last 3 weeks. Just expanding their network, getting hands-on experience, and just understanding what it takes to be a good medical assistant. They are really in high demand. We've got a great instructor that leads that program, Marissa Brandon. She's in her fifth year, I believe, and that program is really growing. We only offered at the time in Hattiesburg. We're looking to expand that to our Poplarville campus soon. We would really like to be able to offer medical assistance in multiple areas.
All right, one of the newer things we've started now, Michael, is the EMT program, Emergency Medical Technician.
Okay, so that's a Hattiesburg only too. At the Woodall Center, we have EMT now. Our instructor, Beverly Courtney's, a veteran of the industry, she has started our paramedic program, which meets right up the street at the Forest County campus. So great to have her working both sides of that program. Students interested in that paramedic program would come to our EMT program first and get that EMT basic certification, $1,000 on the tuition. That meets a couple of nights a week and Saturdays. That's a semester-long class, so you're talking about 4 months. And upon exit or graduation there with that EMT basic certification, then they are ready to roll into the paramedic program. And we're really excited to have that bridge there for continuing education there.
Well, I tell you what, the neat thing about that program is we now have our own ambulance that they can use for training as well.
That's right. Real-world experience and connecting to the job, that's what we do, and this is a really great opportunity for students.
Okay, all right, let's move on to another one. Go ahead. I know you got more you want to talk about.
Yep, still in Hattiesburg here, and I've been mentioning a couple of semester-long classes. Chuck, we have classes that are just 1 day. So we've got a forklift class that just meets on 1 day. It's an 8-hour class, and 1 day, 8 hours, usually on a Friday, and we are open to the public there, but sometimes businesses send folks over, learn how to safely operate a forklift, and right around the turn there, right around the corner from us in the industrial park, you can go get a job as a forklift operator. And so it's a nice offering there, that forklift certificate that we offer.
Okay.
We have welding. That also meets at our Forest County campus. That is a summer-only class, so now is the time if you're interested in welding in the Hattiesburg area. May 13th is the start date on that class, $500 tuition, a Monday through Thursday, 4 in the afternoon to 10 at night. A really great class, Chuck, for somebody that's working during the day or has other obligations. And like I said, that is a one-time-a-year only offered in the summer. That workforce welding in Hattiesburg, so now is a great time to sign up.
Well, you know what? There are people out there that would take that class just as a hobby.
Yeah,
you know, I've known some people we've had in the past that they like to get into making little water fountains and stuff, brass water fountains and stuff. It's amazing to me. I mean, I'm talking about some doctors. We used to have local doctors took those welding classes.
Sure. A lot of application on the welding as an artisan or as somebody just working on the farm on the weekends or around the house. And that $500, that's money well spent. So that's a good opportunity, whether you're planning to go to work or not, but get a little bit of everything on that entry-level welding class.
Michael, when you drive by the multipurpose center right there off of 49, you look off in the parking lot and you see a huge 18-wheeler sitting there with PRCC on the cover. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's our CDL truck. We are very proud of that. It's a great advertisement there, right there by the highway. We worked really hard getting that truck wrapped. It looks great. And thankful for the Forest County folks and the multipurpose center there. They let us use that parking lot for training. That's a great partnership. We really appreciate that. Yeah, that truck's out there. They got the cones out. You'll see them backing around. Sometimes they call them the cone crushers out there. They're trying not to, you know, they're trying to learn what to do. And they're doing a really good job out there. And they do a little classroom work, a little bit of parking lot. And then when they get ready, they hit the road and, you know, make the block around town. And they get ready to take that Class A CDL license. And those classes are offered day and night. So we're proud to have that. And the truck looks great and doing a lot of good training there.
Always a need for good truck drivers. Michael, cone crushers. If you and I were taking that, if I was taking it there, that would be a good label there.
Yeah, we got to increase the budget for the cones there a little bit, but it's a good class. $2,500, Chuck, on the tuition. That's a great class. 6 weeks on the day and 12 at night, and Monday through Thursday on both of those offerings. So great opportunity for somebody trying to get their Class A CDL. We got two veteran instructors, lots of experience in the industry, and they do a really good job with that class.
So, Michael, before we go to the break, let's tell folks how do folks learn about these classes?
Probably the easiest way to start is to go to the website. That would be prcc.edu. Check out our website. And then, of course, the phone number is 601-554-4646, or just drop by the Woodall Center. We'd be glad to help you.
Yes, Stephanie at the front desk has got information on each and every one of those programs. And, you know, it's always busy at the center, Michael.
Always busy. A lot of people glad to help.
Well, I tell you what, you're listening to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk this morning. And when we come back after the break, Michael's going to tell us about some of the other places that we teach workforce classes, so come back and join us.
You're tuned in to the PRCC Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Abity, your host, and this is PRCC's Wildcat Radio Show. Our guest this morning is Michael Yarbrough. He's Assistant Dean of Workforce and Economic Development at PRCC. This is his fifth year at PRCC and his 15th year in education. Michael, what excites you about going to work every day?
A lot of things, Chuck, but just to be a part of the Wildcat family and knowing that you're making a difference in somebody else's life, I mean, that's pretty exciting. It's challenging, but knowing that you're trying to help somebody else find their career path and help them move down the road a little bit is very rewarding.
Well, I tell you what, all right, we went over some of the classes that we're offering at the Woodall Center in Hattiesburg, but we know that there are other locations in our Pearl River Community College District where we teach workforce education classes. What are some of those places, Michael?
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, we want to branch out a little bit. We cover a wide area. One class that I want to mention is offered at the Dennis Fortenberry Career Center there in Carson in Jeff Davis County. We have an electrical class there, Chuck, that will be meeting September the 3rd through the following school year, May the 20th. And that seems like a long way away, but they are right now taking applications for that, and we just wanted to mention that class is offered there in Carson. $500 for electrical could be an entry level. We've got an experienced instructor there, though. If you've come in with a little knowledge, he can just kind of help move you down the road, so it could be a little bit for everyone there at Jeff Davis County.
Okay. All right. And now we also, down south, we're busy down there as well.
That's right. Pearl River County, our main campus there in Poplarville. We do have CDL. It's only a day class at this point, but we offer it ongoing. The next class will be starting April 29th. So we got a current class that will be finishing up soon. April 29th is our next offering. The enrollment is always open for that CDL class. Very popular. We'd like to continue to offer that as much as possible. Hopefully, I'd like to have a night class there at some point, and that would be kind of on our wish list there for the future for CDL. Also have CNA. They'll be having that again this fall, so now's the time to be planning for that. Welding is always offered there on the Poplarville campus. The next offering would be this summer. That's May 20th. So now is the time, if you're in the Poplarville, Pearl River County area, to enroll in that welding class. And let's see, we got a couple of Excel classes that we're offering there at the CTE Technology Center. So those are April 14th and May 21st for both of those. So two offerings there coming up for an Excel intermediate course.
Michael, a lot of stuff happening in Hancock County.
Okay. That's right.
We're fixing to have some new facilities going on there. What will be our part there?
A little bit of everything. CDL we're going to have. It's already happening. Next class is April 11th. That is a nights and weekend class. Very good, real strong instructor there. Very happy to be able to offer CDL training in Hancock County. Same goes for welding. Next class is going to be May 6th. Really strong Hancock County workforce welding class. And then we got some computer offerings at the Stennis Space Center coming up.
Well, I tell you what, you know as well as I do, we got some buildings fixing to open up there. Our Hancock Center fixing to move its location on Highway 90 out close to the International Airport. Is that right?
Yeah, that's real exciting. Everybody's kind of packing their things and a lot of excitement in the air down there. It's going to be great. Brand new location and a lot of excitement, some new programs down there, a lot happening in Hancock County.
All right, before we get away now, Michael, talking about the website, Ed2Go, give us a quick run on that.
Okay, so if you would look at our website, prcc.edu, up at the top where it says About, click on About, all the way down at the bottom, you're going to see Workforce Training. That is our website. All of our information is housed there. Anything I said of interest today, check it out there, applications. There is a link for online training. Maybe you can't get out or there's some restrictions of where you can be. Online training is very popular, and Ed2Go is that offering for us. They are not taught by Pearl River Community College folks, but we've got a great partnership with them and a library of over 300 classes available fully online, and it's linked right there on our website.
That's interesting. I'd have to check that out myself just see what's going on there. Michael, so before we leave now, once again, if you want information on some of these classes, what's the best way to do it?
Start out by the website, prcc.edu. Give us a call at the Woodall Center, 601-554-4646. We're right down the street from the Forest County Multipurpose Arena on Sullivan Drive. Just stop by and visit with us.
Well, I tell you what, your office is in the Woodall Center, as is mine. A lot of activities going on there. A very, very big activity will take place on May 23rd. What's that going to be?
May 23rd, we've got our adult education graduation. Really exciting opportunity for those high school equivalency students. Always a fun time of the year to watch them graduate.
Well, I tell you what, I love that event, okay? Families come together, a lot of students, first-time students in their families, coming back and getting their GED. And, Michael, a lot of those students stay at Pearl River.
Stay at Pearl River, keep going. Life-changing stuff for themselves and their families. Really
incredible.
And that's
at the Lake Terrace Convention Center.
Yep. May 23rd.
Yeah, something to look forward to. I'm going to thank Michael Yarbrough for being our guest today. He's the Assistant Dean of Workforce and Economic Development. A lot of things going on in workforce education at PRCC. So we're here every Tuesday morning talking all things Pearl River Community College. Come back and join us next week.